This is a Pearl Project podcast, all things K-State sports out there in Manhattan, Kansas. Eddie Greer, the third host of this K-State podcast, all things K-State sports, football, here in a couple hours, volleyball, in the middle of a Cream Classic, soccer, women's soccer I'm talking about, tennis, I haven't said that in a while, tennis going to kicking off here a little bit, and everything else, and of course, later on this fall, you have men's, women's basketball, everything. Sports-wise, athletic-wise, in Manhattan, Kansas, your first time listening to the podcast, thank you so much for taking time out of your weekend, start of the weekend, first weekend of September, to take time out and listen to this podcast. If you're not a follower or not a listener to this podcast, I would suggest you to like, subscribe, share, tell your fellow K-State fans about this podcast. Well, this is the postcast edition of volleyball. Speaking of Cream Classic, the Cats fall in four sets last night to 20th ranked USC in four sets at the Cream Classic there at DJ Soco Arena there, despite another double-double performance from the 1-2 punch of Aaliyah Carter and Izzy Swiecki, and come up and shorten these matches. So in the first set, USC won 25-21, then K-State winning the second set, 25-16, and then closely contested third and fourth sets, which could have been gone either way. K-State missed out on a huge chance in set three. And then, of course, set four, K-State another opportunity to force it in the fifth and final set. Couldn't do it. And another hard-fought battle from the Lady Cats coming short on the short end of the stick as they fall to 1-3. Early on in the season, Carter has led the team with 17 kills on the evening, 13 digs, 27th K-State Nation double-double of her career. Lizzie Goriowski slides in the mix there. Next up with 11 kills, and then Meg Brown, Jordan Williams followed up with 7 more. A piece there. Another big game from Izzy, 41 assists. They had to lead the Cats there, a buck, 77 hitting percentage there, hitting .222 as well. The senior also added 13 digs as well, knocking down her second double-double of the season. Simone Simmons, 13 digs. Along Ella Larkin, she added 16 more to that total as well. USC bumps to 3-1 on the year. Three players on their end had 10-plus kills. Lennon Waje, probably butchered that last name. Sorry, apologize about that. 15 kills, excuse me. Ali Boutenhorst, 14. Ayona Famuna had 10 as well in this ball game there as well. Jason Mansfield after the game, another. These have been some close losses here early in the year for sitting your head coach, Coach Mansfield, Jason Mansfield. Man, a point here, a point there, a mistake there. This record could be easily flipped. I can tell you that much. But you're playing against a top 25 opponent, and his team put up another hell of a fight here. Cool, hard fought match today against the talented USC team. You are playing better in lots of areas, but we have to find a way to make a couple more plays, especially in sets 1 and 3, where we had leads. Our defense behind the block continues to be a strength of ours. We just need to keep fighting and find ways to keep improving. We have a tough match tomorrow with a short turnaround to get ready for, of course, host set Creighton, end quote. And I added in there a few words in his quote right there as well. K-State falling to USC, 20th-ranked USC, 3-1. And last night's Creighton Classic Part 1, Eddie Greer, host of the Pearl Project Podcast, all things Kansas State sports there as well. Yeah, USC stays undefeated in the series with K-State, 3-0 there. And K-State already early young in the 2024 campaign, 0-2 against top 25 opponents already. And they got another one coming here in a few later on this afternoon as we're recording this podcast on game day Saturday, September 7th, 2024, the 17th ranked K-State Wildcats will be taking on Tulane in 3 hours. Exactly. So you got that. EG3 will be finally taking center stage tomorrow morning at this time. Well, it'll be going on at this time. So I'm looking forward to that as well. So much going on across between running and K-State sports. Yeah, K-State falling. Volleyball going 0-2 there as well. K-State now has produced 4 sets this year with 15-plus kills there or more there as well. We already said that. Yeah, K-State, they're going to have to change this stat. 0-3 in 4-plus set matches already. So they have taken their opponents to the limit almost every game this year. Again, like Coach Manfield said, can they hold on to these leads in these sets? Later on this afternoon, Creighton, 11th-ranked Creighton. The Creighton Blue Jays, the host of this Creighton Classic, of course, is the next match for K-State Women's Volleyball at 2 Central Time. By the time that starts, we should be seeing the end of the football team against Tulane. Very intrigued to see how this is going to turn out. I'm going to have to try to have this out. And I recorded the postcast of soccer. That will come out later on this evening because the women's soccer team plays tomorrow as well. And I hope to have that actually have a reaction maybe later tonight. Record that reading along tonight. We'll see how it goes as I'm getting ready to run a race tomorrow. That's the Plaza 10K going down. And that will be recorded on the original EG3 podcast. Originally, I was going to do it, but with the schedule and how it was laid out, I thought the Ultra was going to be this weekend, but Ultra is next weekend. Figure out, you know what? I haven't ran a competitive race in a while by myself. Let's just throw my hat in the ring and see what happens. So very cautiously optimistic. And with these temps, fall temps, at least in the morning anyways, going down, cautiously optimistic. So we'll see how all that shakes out tomorrow. But we'll see how everything shakes out with this women's volleyball team later on this afternoon as they hope to upset Creighton later on this afternoon. Pearl Project Podcast, all things K-State sports, you can get it wherever podcasts are found, free and available daily. Or whenever I have a chance to record K-State content, we're probably the only K-State podcast that records daily. That's what I'm talking about. So you want to keep up with the latest on your Wildcats, I would suggest you again, tell your friends about this podcast. You've been in and out of this podcast. Thank you so much. You're a listener every day. I appreciate you so much. As fall sports are in full swing, as I mentioned, tennis for the first time in quite some time on this podcast. Let me get going here. Shortly, cross country will resume action later on this month. And of course, soccer goes on tomorrow. They're playing Memphis in Memphis, Tennessee to close out non-con on the women's soccer side as well after a draw. Which I record again. I recorded a postcast on that yesterday, and that's going to be moved to either probably tonight or in the morning because we got a lot of moving parts here. So, but definitely no shortage. I tell you this, no shortage of Wildcat coverage, especially if you go back to listen to Labor Day coverage. We got you squared away on that. But K-State, your women's volleyball team now 1-3, and they look to right the ship. Try to get out of the Creighton Classic with a split. We'll see what happens there later on this afternoon against 11th-ranked Creighton. See what happens there as well as they fall last night to USC, 20th-ranked USC, 3-1. Alex Aiden out there in San Diego, California. Eddie Greer coming to you from Kansas City, Missouri. Oh, don't forget about our bonus channel over on the Podbean app. Download the Podbean app, Greer 3A's podcast, and listen to our latest episode over there, which we talk about more about the Tennessee Martin win on the football side of things. And sets you up for Tulane. Eddie Greer, Alex Aiden, the Pearl Project Podcast rolls on here later on this week. Go Cats!